We're holding on Yud Zayin Amud Beis, six lines from the bottom. We were talking about the we're still in the discussion about Tumah V'Tahara. Good morning, Ellie. We were talking about the question. Most of what we've been discussing the last couple of days has been the question about Tumas Mashkin, about what exactly are the parameters of the Tumah of liquids. Is it that the whole concept that they become Tumah is itself Drabanan, and therefore the Chachamim can carve out exceptions like from Mashke Beis Mitbachaya, the blood and water that are in the Beis HaMitbachayim of the Beis HaMikdash, or Mashke Beis Midbachaya, the liquids including wine and oil that are poured on the Mizbeach, or is Tumas Mashkin itself Daraisa? Another possibility that Papa had brought up is that maybe it's Halacha L'Moshe B'Sinai, with a carve out for Mashke Beis Mitbachaya. Then we had previously a Machlokas Tanoim. If we say that Tumas Mashkin itself is Daraisa, then what about this that Mashkin are able to be Metame other things? Is that Daraisa or Dirabanan? So we had Reb Meir saying that it's Dirabanan, that only the Tumas Mashkin themselves is Daraisa, but this that they're able to be Metame anything else is only Dirabanan. On the other hand, we had Reb Yehuda saying that that Daraisa they can be Metame anything, even Kalim. And then we had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon saying that they can only be, that Midaraisa, they can only be Mitame foods, but not Kalim. So we were talking about Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. So we said that we have a different Mishnah, which seems to imply that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that the fact that Mashkin or Mitame other things, or Mitame Kalim at least, is only Drabbanan. And so we ended up saying that Rabbi Yehuda changed his mind. Originally, Rabbi Yehuda said that this that Mashkin can be Metame Kalim is Daraisa, then he changed his mind and said it's actually only Drabana. So now the question becomes, Iboilahu, Mikalim hu dahoder bay avab oichlin kurab yosef rab shimin svirale, now that he changed his mind, what does he hold now as far as this that Mashkin are Metame other things? Did he only retract his opinion when it comes to Kalim? But when it comes to being Matame food, maybe he still holds like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that at least it's still that Mashkim or Matame those on a Daraisa level. Or maybe he completely changed his mind and now holds like Rabbi Meir that the fact that Mashkim or Matame anything, even food, is only Dirabanan. So in other words, we know now Rabbi Yehuda doesn't represent a third opinion, but which of the two opinions, Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, does he now agree with? Amar Rabbi Nachman Yitzchok Toshma, a Mishnah in Maseh. Now, as background to the next thing that we're going to learn, we have to remember that we know there's paradrama water. It's the famous paradox that it's Matahar Tmeim and Matame and Matame Tahodim. Many people think that the Kohen who actually sprinkles the paradrama water becomes Tameh. That's wrong. But a person who touches the paradrama water, not for the purpose of sprinkling, does become Tameh. The water itself is considered an avatumah. So the Kohen who sprinkles it doesn't become Tameh, but anybody else who touches it, not for the purpose of sprinkling it, does. So a Mishnah says, Parashashashasa Mechatas, a cow, whether it's a cow of a korban, whether it's a cow of cholin, Rashi says, that drank the mechatas, and then they shechted the cow while that water was still in its stomach. Besara tome, the meat of that that animal is tome because it became tome. The mechatas, again, are an avatoma. They're metame people, they're metame kalim, so for sure they're metame food and drink. In this case, the flesh of the animal is food. Therefore, the mechatas is metame. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda Omer botlu b'me'eha. On the other hand, Rabbi Yehuda says that the water is bottle in the stomach of the animal. It's not called mechatas anymore. Now, if you're going to say that Rabbi Yehuda only changed his mind as far as Kalim, but you were to say that when it comes to food and drink, that liquids can be metame those, he would hold like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that it still has that Tumana Daraisa level. Amai botlu b'me'eha legamri. Then why is he using the expression botlu b'me'eha, which implies that it has no Tumah at all, and the meat doesn't become Tumah at all? Nihi de tuma chamura lemitamu. Fine, we can say that now this liquid, the mechatos, doesn't have the tuma chamura. It doesn't have the strong tuma of avatuma because it's not considered mechatos anymore since the animal drank it. Tuma kala mirnitamu. But at least it should still be doing a lighter degree of tuma. Rashi says the reason is because, after all, when it was mechatas, then the molecules of the water were touching each other. Now you're saying the animal drank it and it's no longer mechatas. Fine, but you still have it touched itself. The various molecules of the water touched each other as it was transitioning from becoming mechatas to regular water. So at least, even if it's not an avatuma anymore, that water should be a rishon l'tuma. And therefore, it should be metame, the meat, and the flesh of the animal that it touches, and make it a sheni l'truma. The fact that Rabbi Yehuda is saying botlu b'me'eha seems to say, therefore, that according to him, the whole concept of tuma, that liquids are metame food, is only d'rabbanon, and therefore, since the whole concept of liquids being metame foods at all is only d'rabbanon, then here where it's a milsa d'loy shchicha, it's an uncommon thing that a cow should drink this paradroma water, then will be mekel and not make it be metame the meat at all. Tosfos, by the way, doesn't like Rashi's explanation that we're saying because the molecules of the water touch themselves. That's not really considered touching in halacha because it's called maga beis astarim. It's not a visible place where they're touching. Tosfos rather gives a different explanation, that we have a general rule that anything, we mentioned in other places in Shas, that something which is going to end up having a tumah chamura, a stronger tumah, then it's also able, even without those conditions, is still able to have tuma kala. So the difference is, in other words, the same thing over here. This water would have had a tuma chamura because it is part of aduma water, and if somebody had touched it, they would have become tame. So now, fine, the tuma chamura goes away when the animal swallows it, but at least it should still have the remaining tuma kala. Which is sort of incorporated in the tumah chamura. So doesn't that prove then? In any case, doesn't that prove that tumas mashkin according to the Yehuda now is purely d'rabbanon, which would be like Reb Meir, not like Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon. The answer is no, not necessarily. My botlu b'me'eha, not me botlu b'tumah chamura. No, because in fact, when Rabbi Yehuda uses the expression botlu b'me'eha, he doesn't necessarily mean that it's completely botl and it's not metame at all. Yeah, what he means is that it's botlu b'tumah chamura. It means the tumah chamura of ava tumah, of mechatas, has gone away. Ava tumah kala metamu. But there's still metame, a lesser degree of tumah. So yeah, the meat of this animal is now going to be a sheni l'tumah. So what does that mean? The Gemara says, "Miklal the Tanakama sava tuma chamura nami mitamu." What do you mean? Does that mean then that the Tanakama that Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing with is saying that it still has the tuma chamura, that even though it's inside the animal's stomach, it still has the din of mechatas and it's still mitame as an avatuma? Which then you'd say, fine, Rabbi Yehuda is disagreeing and saying that it's only a vladatuma? Can't be. Even the Tanakama had only said the meat of the animal is tummy. He didn't say that if a person or kalim touch it, they're going to become tummy. Imagine you're shechting this animal, you cut it open, you still find the water in there. If you're telling me that the Tanakama holds, it's still considered mechatas, then the person who's cutting open the animal should become tame. The knife that they're using to cut open the animal is a keli, that should become tame because it's touching an avatuma. The braisa is not, the Mishnah rather, is not saying that. It's just saying that the flesh of the animal is tame, implying that the Tanakama already is saying that it's only, that the water is only a rishon and therefore the flesh is a sheni. Isn't that it? But then we're saying that's exactly what Rabbi Yehuda is saying. So the only way to make it work, it seems, would be to say that Rabbi Yehuda is even more makel and says the Tana, and when we'll say the Tanakama is saying the meat is a sheni, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying that they're saying the meat is nothing at all. But the Gemara says not necessarily, because you could answer kula Rabbi Yehuda. You could say the entire Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yehuda, but chasuri mechsura. You could say the Mishnah is missing a phrase, v'hachi katani, and it means to say like this. Parash shos mecha. Thus, if the cow drinks mecha, thus besara tome, its flesh becomes tome. Here was the part that would be missing. Bamed varnam amurim tumakala. What do we mean? The meat is tome only with a tumakala, only with a very light degree of tuma, a sheni latuma. Aval tuma chamura loy, but it won't have the tuma chamura of being a rishon latuma because it touched the mechatas, which is an avatuma. Share Rabbi Yehuda, I'm a botlu b'me'eha. Because Rabbi Yehuda says that the water became bottle in the stomach of the animal, and therefore now all that's left on it is a tumakala. Like Rashi says, because the molecules touched them, touch one molecule touched the other while it was still mechatas, and therefore it becomes now rishon according to Tosfos, because the tuma chamura went away and leaves behind the tumakala. Whatever the case, that Mishnah, we can't prove anything one way or the other from that Mishnah about what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Maybe, in fact, he does hold that Tumas Mashkin is only Dirabanan, like Rabbi Meir, and the meat is completely Tahar. But maybe he means, like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon, that Tumas Mashkin is Daraisa, and the result would be that the meat would be a Sheni of the Tumah. Rav Ashi, Omar, Rav Ashi gives a different answer. You don't even need all of that. You can't, the whole assumption we were making the whole time is that even if this water is no longer considered mechatas, it still is considered regular water, and therefore it should have the din of, therefore it should be able to be a rishon l'truma. Rav Ashi says, no, la'olam botla b'me'er l'gamri. You could answer that, what Rabbi Yehuda does mean it's completely bottle in the animal's stomach, but not because he holds tumas mashkin d'rabbanan, but just because mishum d'hava, like mashka saruach, because it's now a spoiled mashke. It can't be considered a mashke anymore if it's not drinkable. The whole concept that Rashi explains, the whole concept that we learn that liquids can become tomei in the first place is a pasuk that says v'chol mashke asher yishoseh, any drink that can be drunk v'chol kli in any keli yitma becomes tomei. So not a spoiled liquid like that from the stomach of the animal, which nobody would eat. So usually we say that food still keeps its tumah until it's not roi lachilas kelev, but here we're saying that with drinks it's not necessarily like that. You mentioned nobody says how long you have to wait. So actually at the bottom of the previous Amud, we actually have, when it says Besara Tomei on the side over here, it brings a thing, Me'es La'es, within 24 hours. Yeah, obviously if the cow drank the Parah Aduma water last week, then there's no problem. By the time you come to Shecht it, it's long since been digested and it's not Matami the meat anymore. Remember, a live animal can't become Tomei. We're talking about you Shechted the animal within 24 hours of when it drank the water. Even that's a lot, but still, it's enough time that it's still recognizable as a liquid in the animal's stomach. But yeah. So according to Rav Ashi, nothing to do with the question of whether Tumas Mashkin Daraisa or Darabanan. Here, it's just not considered a mashke anymore. And that, according to Rabbi Yehuda, whereas the Chachamim apparently would disagree, and that's why the Chachamim would say the meat is Tomei, and Rabbi Yehuda would say that not. Tosfos mentions, by the way, that the fact that we're talking about here about the water being bottled in the animal's stomach implies that just when the water is in the animal's mouth, then it doesn't lose the status of parah aduma water yet. Now, it is true that ultimately the reason Tosfos says, the reason why it's bottle, the reason why we're saying it's bottle in the animal's stomach even before it digests it, without even getting into Rav Ashi's mashke saruach, it can't be considered parah aduma water anymore. Even if let's say you shechted the animal 5 minutes later, let's say, because at that point it's possible because of hesach hadas, you didn't have in mind to be poured out the water has to be guarded l'mishmeres, and now it's not since the animal drank it. So you have actually, there are Rishonim, Rabbeinu David, for example, says that no, as soon as the animal drinks the water, it's in its mouth already, it becomes possible because it gets mixed with the saliva of the animal. Tosfos apparently is not learning that way and just says that as long as it's in the animal's mouth, it's not bottle, but once it reaches its stomach, it's immediately bottle. Usually they give a drink to an animal before, yeah. If you gave it more to drink. But first of all, you don't necessarily always give an animal to drink before you shecht it. It's a good idea to, as the Gemara tells us in Beitzah, and we learned about it in Eruvin, I think. But it's not required up Yalacha to. And even if they did, it might be that the only thing it drank was this Parah Aduma water. We don't know how much it drank. Yeah. Okay. Next. So fine. So the bottom line is we don't know for sure what Rabbi Yehuda holds. Now, does he hold after Chazara, after he changed his mind, does he hold like Rabbi Meir, or does he hold like Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon? We don't know. Paradharma water is, you take the ashes of the Paradharma, you take a container of water, you take a container of Mayim Chaim, you put the ashes in the container, you put the water in the container, then you put some of the ashes on top of the water, and that's Kiddush Mei Chatas. You've now made it into Paradharma water, which now you can sprinkle on the mason. They could make it on the spot when they need, but they could also have it stored. They could have barrels of it stored ahead of time and use it when they need. It's stored as liquid, yeah. No. Okay. Next, Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Shimon omrim la'ochlim tmeim la'kelim tahorim. Now let's get back to, again, we're still analyzing the Braisa on Daf Tes Zayin, where we said the three different opinions of Tanoim about what's the deal with Tumas Mashkin as far as being metame other things. Where again, we said Rabbi Meir says that to be metame anything else is only Drabbanon. Rabbi Yehuda had said to be metame anything else is Daraisa, but now we said Rabbi Yehuda completely changed his mind. And then we had Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon had said that this that they can be metame food is Daraisa, this that they can be metame kalim is only Drabbanon. So Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon omrim lo oichlim tmeim lo kalim tahorim. So Omer Rabba Baba Chana, Omer Shlokish, Rabbi Yossi b'shitas Rabbi Akiva Rabbi Omra. What Rabbi Yossi is saying about this, that the fact that Mashkim can be Matami food, Daraisa, that is in the, he's following the shitta of his Rebbe Rabbi Akiva. As we're going to quote now what Rabbi Akiva says on the subject. Now, why don't we mention Rabbi Shimon, by the way, in that connection? We said Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon say this. That Slach explains, because on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to point out that on the face of it, Rabbi Yossi doesn't agree with Rabbi Akiva. We find elsewhere where Rabbi Yossi has a different opinion. And the Gemara is, and we have to say, in other words, that what it means is what he said in this Braisa is Rabbi Akiva's opinion. He himself doesn't necessarily agree with it. So therefore, we're stressing here Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Shimon, we don't need that. Rabbi Shimon could agree with it himself or not. We don't know. We don't have anything else on the subject that Rabbi Shimon says, but Rabbi Yossi there is. That's why we're stressing over here Rabbi Yossi. So Rabbi Yossi, we're in two different places mentioned. No, so we have Rabbi Yossi as a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. This that he said in the Braisa on Tes Zayin Amud Aleph, that will oichlin tmeim lekelim tahorim. In other words, that when you have a case where you have a mashke, which is suffik tameh, this that it's matame other food, it's matame it even misuffik because it's a suffik daraisa. But when it comes to kelim, we can be mako because that's only the Rabbanon. The Gemara wants us to know he's following the opinion of Rabbi Akiva. Later on in the Sugya, on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to point out that Rabbi Yossi himself has a different opinion on the subject. Okay, what does Rabbi Akiva say? Didorish yitma yitama. Rabbi Akiva darshins a word in the pasuk where it says yitma, which means it becomes tame. Rabbi Akiva darshins as if it said yitame, it will make tame. Ditinan, we learned in a Mishnah in Sota, boy bayoim darash Rabbi Akiva, boy bayoim, on that day, which is the famous day when they appointed Rabbi Lozman Azariah as Nasi and they opened up the Mismedrash and brought in hundreds of new benches, etc. We have the story in Brachas. So Rabbi Akiva Darshan, the Pasuk says, V'chol kli cheres asher yipol mehem v'gomer. The Pasuk says, any kli cheres into which a sheretz or what have you falls into it. So the Pasuk says, anything that's in the kli cheres becomes tomei. So now what it means is, in other words, the sheretz makes the kli cheres a rishon. And any food that's inside it becomes a sheni. Remember that a kli cheres also can be metame, can become tame, even if the tuma is only suspended in the airspace of it, even if it's not touching. So the sheretz is el toichai, it goes into the inside of the kli cheres, even without touching it. Any food in that container becomes a sheni. So Rabbi Akiva focuses on eina oima tomei. The pasuk doesn't say that if the sheretz falls in, that anything in it tomei, ela yitma. It says it will become tomei. And we douse in the word yitma as though it said yitame, it will be metame, acherim, other things. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says, limit our kikar sheni, sha'oisa shlishi b'cholin. Therefore, Rabbi Akiva says that you see from this, even by cholin, because after all, this pasuk is not talking specifically by kodshim, a sheni can create a shlishi. Now, that's not the halacha. The halacha is we say that by cholin it stops at sheni. But Rabbi Akiva learns from this pasuk that, so what happens? The sheretz is suspended inside the kli cheres. The kli cheres is a rishon. The food inside the kli cheres becomes a sheni. And that food, the Pasuk is saying, and yitma, implying yitame, it can mean matame, other food. So we see if later on that food is taken out of that container and touches other food, it will make it a shlishi. So we see that Rabbi Akiva holds of that idea, that we see that Rabbi Akiva holds of that idea that when it says yitma means yitame, that it will make other things tame. Rashi actually has two explanations over here. That's Rashi's first explanation. That just was saying, now we're gonna learn in a couple of blocks at the very end of the perek that we don't say. Now, in theory, we could think like this. Given that the airspace inside the Kli Cheres becomes Tameh, maybe we should consider as though the entire Kli Cheres is full of Sheretz. Then the result would be that the food inside there is directly touching the Sheretz and the food itself becomes a Rishon. We don't say that. We don't say that the keli is kemandem malya Tumah, as if it's filled up with Tumah. Rather, we say the keli itself becomes a Rishon and the food becomes a Sheni. So we don't say in this case that the Kli Cheres becomes Tameh from its airspace, but we don't say it's as if the whole airspace itself was full of Tumah and therefore it touched the food in there directly. Anyway, Rashi gives another explanation that when Rabbi Akiva is saying Kikar Sheni Sha'osa Shlishi, it means that Rabbi Akiva is saying that Bichlal, you have that now we learned the other day that food is not Matame food on a Daraisa level. Daraisa, foods can be Matame drinks, and drinks can be Matame foods, but not Kayotze Boy, which is what we're going to be just discussing now in the Gemara. So Rabbi Akiva might be saying that no, that he disagrees with that and says that a loaf of bread that was inside this Kli Cheres, let's say, could be Matame another loaf of bread. Rashi doesn't like that explanation, and Rashi actually says, Al Yad Chak Nemar. Those who learn that way are learning it as a Doichik. Now, in fact, there are Rishonim who learn that way, including Rabbi Negershim, including the Rambam, but Rashi doesn't like that explanation. He says that Rabbi Akiva is just telling us that the Sheni can make a Shlishi, meaning if there was food, for example, bread inside this Kli Cheres, then what kind of Shlishi would it make? Only if it touched liquids, or vice versa. If there were liquids in this container, then they would make bread that they touched Tameh, but not if it's bread inside here and then it's touching other bread. Anyway, v'hocha hechidorish. So now, relevant to our question about mashkim. We want to say that Rabbi Yossi is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Yossi, who says that mashkim can be matame foods daraisa, is going like Rabbi Akiva. So over here, how would we darshan it? Same thing. You have a word yitma in connection with mashkim. The pasuk says v'chol mashke asher yishasa v'chol kli yitma. Any liquid that can be drunk in any keli yitma will become tame. And again, we darshan yitma means latame tum. So we would say yitma means latame tumas oichlin. That it's matame other food and gives it tumas oichlin. Now, continues the Braisa, Ata Omer L'tameh Tumas Oichlin, you're saying that it means that it's Metame other food, Oyeina El L'tameh Tumas Mashkin. Maybe it just means that this liquid can be Metame other liquids. So if you had, let's say, wine in this Kli Cheres that became Tameh from the Sheres, then if that wine touches oil, then the oil will become a Shlishi. So Amarta Loi Kachoya, you have to say it couldn't be like that. So my Loi Kachoya, what do you mean it can't be like that? What's wrong with that scenario? Amar Papa Loi Matzina Tuma Sha'osa Kayotze Bo, because we never find when it comes to Hilchos Tuma V'Tara that something should be Matame something like itself. The whole point is we learned actually at the beginning of the sugya on Daf Yadalad, and we're going to mention again on Omud Beis that we have there's a pasuk that says the pasuk says. Well, no, it's different. It's different than what we learned on Daf Yadalad. Never mind. There we had a word who, which we said was talking about whether oichol can be matame oichol daraisa or not. But when we say yitma, even if we darshan yitma means yitama, the fact is that yitma means it becomes tame. So we learn from that a certain miut that only it can only be matame a different type of thing, not its own kind. So daraisa, food cannot be matame food, and liquids cannot be matame liquids. Therefore, if we're talking about over here that there was liquid in this keli, and you say you want it to be matame other liquids, then you have to say loy kachoya. You don't find such a thing. Ravina, Mami Gufe de Kronami, like Matsus Amit Yitma, Yitame, Latama Tumas Mashkin. Never mind your papa's loy matsinu that you never find it a thing. Just based on the pasuk itself, you can't say loy matzis amrit yitame min latame tumas mashkin. Just by looking carefully at the pasuk itself, you can see it's saying that liquids can't be matame other liquids, only foods. The e sakudaitach yitma the sefer latame tumas mashkin, because if you're going to say the yitma at the end of the pasuk means that these mashkin can be matame other mashkin, well then you would have to say yitma the reisha nami. The fact that it says yitma the first half of that pasuk twice in that pasuk, it uses the word yitma on the side of it here in Torah Eir Hashalom. You have the pasuk mikala oichal asher yeochol, any food that can be eaten asher yaver olav mayim where water touched it, yitma becomes tame. B'chol mashke asher yishasa b'chol kli, and any liquid that can be drunk that's in any keli, yitma becomes tame. Now, if both halves of the pasuk are teaching us that they can be matame, that they can be matame mashkim, then Ravina says that you would say the sefer is telling us it can be matame mashkin. The reisha, the first half of the pasuk, also where it's talking about food, is also being matame tumas mashkin, and that we know because food can be matame mashkin. Well, then in that case, na'avinu v'nichtavinu. In that case, the Torah doesn't have to list them separately. The Torah could have combined them together and written mikol oichal asher yochal asher yaver alamayim b'chol mashke asher yishasa b'chol kli yitma, and just put one yitma at the end, and it would refer to both. Tre yitma lomali. So why does it need to repeat? Why does it need to repeat the word yitma? Why does it need to repeat the word yitma? Ela yitma deresh alatama tumas mashkin. So it must mean the yitma in the first half of the pasuk, which fine, we're going to darshan like Rabbi Akiva, that yitma means yitame, it will be matame other things. But what other things? It means that it'll be matame only drinks, because in the first half of the pasuk, you're talking about food. And yitma the sefer latama tumas oichlin, and vice versa, the one in the sefer which is talking about drinks must be saying that it's matame foods. So each one is matame the opposite kind, but not its own kind. Okay. Anyway, the bottom line is that Rabbi Yossi, when he says la oichlin tmeim, that if this mashke, which remember is only tamei misafik in the first place, if it touches oichlin, if it touches food, Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon are saying that it's matame them, because even though the original thing is only a suffik, because it's a suffik daraisa, that has to be only if we say that the fact that mashkim are matame food is daraisa. And that would require that he's following Rabbi Akiva's shitta in darshan in the word yitma, that it means yitame. That's matame other things. And what are the other things? Food. Okay. However, the Gemara asks, ve'ema latame es akelim. Maybe not. Maybe the yitma yitame of the end of the pasuk is saying that liquids can be matame kelim, which we said before is what Rabbi Yehuda originally held. So why don't we say, in other words, that you're asking why it needs to say yitma twice in the pasuk? So fine. Maybe the first half of the pasuk means that food can be matame drinks, and the second half means that drinks can be matame not only food but also kelim. And yet Rabbi Yossi is saying that they can't be matame kelim daraisa. Therefore, he says by the suffix tumah the kelim are tahor. Why? How do you know the word yitma or yitame doesn't mean kelim? Yeah, the answer is you can't say that. V'lav kavachomer, because the answer is you would make a kavachomer and say that and say that liquids can't be matame kelim on a daraisa level. Uma kli shematame mashke madach a keli, which is matame drinks that are inside it. Because again, we said kol asher b'seicha yitma, anything that is inside the kli cheres, when the sheretz falls in, becomes tamei. So whether it's, and then the pasuk continues with the pasuk that we quoted before, mikol oichel v'chol mashke, so any food or any drink that's inside that container. So we see the keli is able to be matame the food, and yet ein matame kli, but one keli cannot be matame the other, because the keli is a rishon latruma. Remember, the sheretz is an avat truma. The keli becomes a rishon latruma. It's not matame the other kelim. In fact, earlier Rashi pointed out that's the argument we're going to bring at the end of the perek. We don't say that we consider the original keli as though it's completely full of tuma, because if we did, then the kelim inside it would become tuma, because then it would be considered as though the sheretz actually touched them. But we don't say that. We say that the keli that the sheretz fell into, where it's suspended in the airspace of it, becomes a rishon, and a rishon can't be matame kelim. So therefore, a keli can't be matame a keli. Here we're talking about Tumas Sheretz, by the way. Tumas Mess is a whole other matter because Cherev Harei Kachal, that's a special case. But here we're dealing with in Tumas Sheretz. No, not suspended. The Sheretz is suspended inside the Keli. No. So the 1 second, forget about the air. The Keli itself, that the Sheretz is inside it, becomes Tameh. What it is we don't say, we don't imagine as though the Sheretz fills up the whole container and therefore it's directly touching anything in the container. We say that no, it's considered as though it's directly touching the walls of the container, fine. Therefore, the container becomes a Rishon, but anything that's in that container becomes only a Sheni. We don't, it's not touching the Sheretz itself. It's touching the container, which touched the Sheretz. That's the point. The Keli for sure is Tameh, but it's only a Rishon. It can't be Metameh or the Kelim. So that's the Kavachoyma that we're making. Madach Keli can be Metameh liquids that are in it, but it can't be Metameh Kelim that are in it. Mashkim Aboy Machmas Kli. Well, then liquids that are only Tameh because of the Keli, if they were inside, because again, the Sheretz was Metameh the Keli. The Keli in turn is Metameh the liquids. Einadin Shalayitam or Sakelim. How much more so that the liquids shouldn't be able to be Metameh Kelim? So therefore, we can't say that the Gitma by liquids is referring to be Metameh Kalim. It must be referring to be Metameh, to being Metameh food. Well, no, we said liquid can't be Metameh liquid. Medaraisa, liquid can't be Metameh liquid. Yeah. So in other words, if you had, so this container had, let's say, wine in it, and the Sheretz is suspended inside the container, so the container is a Rishon, the wine is a Sheni, that wine, if it touches bread, will make it a Shlishi. Again, according to Rabbi Akiva, even by Cholin, by according to everybody else, according to everybody else, only by Truma or Kodshim, yeah. But the wine will not be Metame oil Daraisa because it's liquid to liquid. Again, this is all Daraisa. Darabanan is a whole different matter, which is why we had in Chagai's questions to the Kohenim, he mentioned wine and he mentioned oil and asked whether it's Tameh or not, because there it's talking after Xedo Darabanan, that liquids can be Tameh liquids. That's different. We're dealing here Daraisa. Okay. So the question is, why? How is that a valid kavachomer? The emer kiloi matamu mashkin aboin machnas kli. But maybe you could still say like this. Fine. Liquids that are only a sheni latuma, where they became tome from a keli, which became tome from a sheretz, then fine, those liquids are not strong enough to be matame a keli daraisa. Ava mashkin aboin machnas sheretz, but maybe if the liquids themselves directly touched the sheretz and became a rishon latuma, hochi nami de matamu, maybe indeed they could be matame a keli. And the fact is, we're saying, Rabbi Yossi is saying that any liquids cannot be Metameh Kalim, cannot be Metameh Kali Daraisa, no matter whether they touch the Sheretz directly or whether they touch the Kali which touched the Sheretz. The answer is, well, what do you mean? Mashkin Aboy Machmas Sheretz Miksivi? What do you mean? Does it say anything in the Pasuk about liquids that touch the Sheretz that we should say that they have a different din? After all, we're only learning that the fact that those liquids themselves become tameh, we're only learning that itself from a kavachomer. Don't we learn that itself from a kavachomer, that liquids themselves are able to become tameh from a sheretz? Namely, we say, umam mashkin aboin machmas kli matamim, madach liquids that touch the keli, which is tameh, become tameh, mashkin aboin machmas sheretz like kol shekein, how much more so if they themselves became tameh by a sheretz? And in that case, if that's how we learn that mashkim are able to become tomei directly from a sheretz, then daye levomen adin lias kinodin. Then we apply with a kavachomer, we apply the rule of daye, which says that what we're learning by the kavachomer can't be any stronger than the thing we're learning from. So therefore, if the thing we're learning from, namely mashkim that were tomei from a keli, which is tomei from a sheretz, cannot be metame a keli based on the kavachomer that we said on Amud Aleph, then automatically that means the mashkim that are becoming tameh directly from a sheretz can't be metameh keli either. Because if we did, then that would make them stronger than what we're learning them from. So in short, in other words, no mashkim, whether they're a rishon, whether they became tameh directly from the sheretz, or whether they're a sheni, that they became tameh from the keli, which became tameh from the sheretz, none of them are metameh kelim. So there you go, therefore. So that's what Rabbi Yossi is saying, that they're not metameh kelim on a daraisa level. So the other keli, exactly. If you pour them into another keli, the other keli won't become tameh, right? Well, so 1 second. You have two possibilities. One is where it's hanging inside the keli, but not touching anything. The keli, if it's a kli cheres, still becomes tameh. If there's no mashke, then there's nothing for it to become tameh. But the keli itself becomes a rishon. No, forget floating. No, it's hanging in the air. What happens, it's hanging in the air of the Kli Cheres. What happens is the Kli Cheres becomes a Rishon. Any liquid that is in that container becomes a Sheni because it touched the container, which is a Rishon. Right. But on the other hand, yeah, what we're saying is, whether that's the case, or whether in fact the sheretz directly touched the mashke, it fell directly into the mashke, let's say, in which case the mashke is a rishon. Either way, it cannot be metame a keli. So the keli, in that case, if it fell into a keli, then obviously the keli itself is becoming tame just by virtue of the fact that the sheretz fell into it. If it's a kli cheres. Again, you could, let's say, for example, here, you could have, let's say, for example, it's a wooden keli or metal or what have you. If the sheretz doesn't touch the keli itself, let's say, like you said, it's floating on the surface of the liquid, then only the liquid is going to become tameh. The keli will not, because other kelim, other than kli cheres, the tumah has to touch them directly in order to make them tameh.
If there's a liquid suspended in the keli cheres, if the sheretz is suspended and there is a liquid that's suspended that doesn't touch the sheretz, what's the din of the liquid?
So if you have liquid that's suspended in the keli not touching the sheretz, then I guess it wouldn't become tameh because again, we're not saying that the kli cheres itself is considered to be full of tumah. We just say the kli cheres itself becomes a rishon, but a rishon, in order to make a sheni, has to touch it. It's not touching it because the liquid is suspended. How you'd have liquid suspended in the middle of a kli cheres, I don't know. But if you had that, then I guess it wouldn't become tummy. Polyther. Yeah. Okay. But yes. Yeah, so that's the so. What was the last thing you were saying, Aaron? So there's two kavachomers. Then there's two kavachomers we were using. One kavachomer tells us that. If a keli can't be metame other kalim, meaning if this larger kli cheres had smaller kalim within it, they're not going to become tame from the sheretz. So a keli can't be metame kalim. Then surely mashkim, which themselves only became tame from a keli, can't be metame a keli. That was kavachomer number one. We don't have it's only. The second one is where we use daya. We say that we're learning by a kavachomer that if the mashkim themselves touch a sheretz, they also become tamei. They don't just become tamei through a keli. They can become tamei directly from the sheretz. But in that case, they're no stronger in terms of being metamei a keli than the ones that are boing machmas kli. Either way, daya tells us that you can't say that the one is not going to be metamei a keli, but the other one could, because then that would go against daya. Not really more tame. What we're saying is the mashke. We're saying even if the mashke itself becomes a rishon, where do we know bechlal that it becomes a rishon when the sheretz touches it? Only by a kavachomer from the fact that it becomes tame from the keli. So therefore, if the mashke that was a sheni. Well, by the sheretz touching it. No, so that's the thing. There's two ways that a mashke can become tameh from a sheretz. One is the sheretz touches the mashke directly, and then the mashke becomes a rishon. The other is that the sheretz touches the keli, which then touches the mashke and makes it a sheni. The second case is where the Torah clearly says that it's tameh. It never actually says that if a sheretz touches liquid directly, that it becomes tameh. We wouldn't have known that without the kavachomer. Once we use the kavachomer, then daya applies. Mashke is separate, yeah. But not necessarily. In fact, Tosfos asks the question: why don't we make a kavachomer from food to drink? Food can become tame directly from a sheretz. How much more so mashkim? But Tosfos says, the fact is we know that food cannot be matame the keli, and therefore ultimately even if we tried to use that kavachomer, we still would say then that if even food can't be matame a keli, surely liquids can't. Okay, li d'oraisa, no. Well, we're talking about d'oraisa over here. Yeah, once we get Dirabanan, then it's a whole nother kettle of fish. I mean, remember, Dirabanan, we learned the other day, liquid, generally speaking, liquids that become tame are considered a rishon l'tumah Dirabanan, and Dirabanan, they're able to be metame kalim. That's one of the Yud Ches Davar. Yeah. But here we're talking purely Doraisa. Okay. Fine. Onward. So now, so what did we say? We said that we said on Amud Aleph, we quoted from the Mishnah and Sota that Rabbi Akiva is darshining from the word Yitma as if it said Yitama, and that's how he learns that a Sheni can create a Shlishi even in Cholin. So now we have to ask Yitma Dereisha Hechi Darish. So how does Rabbi Akiva darshan the Yitma in the first half of the Pasuk when it's talking about food? So he says like this, we call it any food that could be eaten, that water came on it. In other words, it was mukshul kabal tuma, yitma. And when it says yitma, it means not only that, it becomes tame, because then for that it could have said tame, it means yitame, therefore it means latame as a mashkin. It means that this food can now be matame drinks. Well, yeah, he's taking the word yitma, yud tes, mem aleph, and putting different nekudas on it. Yeah, that's we have that kind of derosha in many. Yeah, same letters, but different nekudas. We do that in many places in Jas. Yeshem the mikra, yeshem the masoras. Yeah. So he continues, ata oimel tame es amashkin. Now you're saying that it means that the food can be matame mashkin. Oy ena elo latame sakli. Maybe not. Maybe the Torah is telling us that the food that became tame from a sheretz is able to be matame kalim. Amar to kavachomer. So again, we're going to use a kavachomer to say that not. Uma mashke shematame oichel ena matame kli. Madoch liquid which can be matame food, as we established before, because yitma by the liquid means that it can be matame food. Yet ena matame kli, but based on the two kavachomers we said before, the two kavachomers plus dayo, we say that liquids cannot be matame the keli. So then oichel shein matame oichel, food which cannot be matame other food daraisa only drinks ena din shelo yitame kli. Then a kavachomer that shouldn't be able to be matame kelim either. In fact, Rashi says the Gemara didn't even need to use that kavachomer. The Gemara could have used a kavachomer within food itself without even resorting to drinks, just like we did before with drinks, where we said a kavachomer, if the liquid that's inside the keli is not matame the keli, how much more so the food that's in the keli is not matame the keli. The Gemara could have used the same kind of thing, but ultimately then we'd still need to use the second kavachomer and dayoy. So therefore, we'd rather just use a straighter kavachomer. We'd rather just use a straighter kavachomer to learn from mashkim, and then that way it keeps things simpler. So therefore, food cannot be matame akeli. Ha mani makayim yitma. So what are we doing with the word yitma, which Rabbi Akiva is always darshaning, means yitame, means latame as a mashkin, which means it means that food is able to be matame drinks. And the reason is because why are we more machmir on drinks? Shehen alulin likabal truma, because they're more susceptible to becoming tame. Because after all, food needs hechsher likabal truma, drinks don't. As the Gemara is going to say soon. So that's it, therefore. So Rabbi Akiva is learning from the Yitma when it comes to food, that foods can be matame drinks. And then again, the Yitma when it comes to drinks is the other way around, that the drinks can be matame foods. The question is, my Iriam Mashkin, Mishum Da'alulun Lekabal Tumah. Why does Rabbi Akiva need to mention that detail, that Mashkim are able to become Tome from food, because as it is, Mashkim are more susceptible to becoming Tome in the first place? Typically, Mishum Da'leka Midachrina. We have a better reason. We eliminated everything else. We said food can't be Matame food. Food can't be Matame Kalim. So what else is there for it to be Matame, if not liquids? So if you have a yitma in the pasuk over there, and Rabbi Akiva is going to darshin yitma as yitama, necessarily that means that it has to be matame drinks. What else is there? Who cares whether the fact that drinks themselves happen to be more susceptible to tumah or not? The answer is hochi kamar. The answer is Rabbi Akiva wants to forestall a possible argument you could make against this kavachomer. You're making a kavachomer that food is not matame food, therefore kavachomer can't be matame keli. And therefore you're saying that the only thing left is mashkin, the chi tema, but you could counter argue, you could say oichel chomer. On the other hand, maybe you could argue that food has a greater chumra over mashkin, demetame mashkin, because after all, we're saying food can be metame mashkin, therefore maybe netamulikli, therefore we should say maybe the food is able to be metame the keli as well. We said before liquids can't be metame the keli, but maybe food, which has a stronger thing than, which has a strength over liquids, namely that it's able to be metame liquids, maybe it should be able to be metame the keli also. And the answer is how chumra the mashkin who. That's not because food has a chumra. That's not because food is stronger and is able to be metame drinks. It's because mashkim are weaker, because mashkim have a chumra compared to food. Mishum the mashkin a little kaval trauma because they're more susceptible to becoming trauma. Umahi ali lasan, exactly that. Shema kabel and trauma shalai behechsher. The fact that liquids are able to become trauma without needing any other hechsher is what we mean. So this, that food is able to be tame drinks. It's not because food is stronger. It's because drinks are weaker. So therefore, so the kavachomer that we said still stands. So foods therefore do not have any extra chumra to be able to be metame kalim. Therefore, by elimination, we're left with that they're metame drinks. But we reach that only because we reach that. We still, in order to reach that point, we still needed to say that the food is not in fact stronger than drinks in terms of what it can be metame. It's rather that drinks are weaker, that they're more able to become tame than food is. Okay. Next, yitma de ein oisakayotze. So the question is like this: All this time we've been saying that the word yitma, according to Rabbi Akiva, and according to Rabbi Yossi, who's following Rabbi Akiva's shita, means yitame, it's metame other things. So now we're saying that, so all this time we've been saying, therefore, that foods can't be metame drinks, and drinks can't be metame foods. And we're learning that from this word yitma. So yitma dein oisek hayetzba mehocha nafka. So you're telling me the fact that food can't be metame drinks and drinks can't be metame food. You're learning it from this. You're learning it from the word yitma and wadashni yitama. Mehasam nafka. We have a different source for that concept. Namely, the pasuk says in those psukim, v'chiyutan mayim al zera, if water is placed on a seed, so now the seed is mukshal lekabel tuma, the nafam and ivlasam olav, and an avela falls on that seed, tome hu, it is tome, and the hu is a mute, hu tome, vein oisa tuma kayetzeba. So that it itself becomes tome, but it can't make something of its own kind tome. So from that, we know that food can't be metame food and drinks can't be metame drinks. Why are we saying all this time that you're learning it from yitama? The answer is chad b'mashkin aboy machmas sheretz v'chad b'mashkin aboy machmas kli. The answer is we do need both. We need one of them to teach us that mashkim that became tomei from a sheretz directly, meaning that they were rishon l'tumah, cannot make other liquids a sheni. And we need another one to tell us that mashkin that became tomei from a keli and are a sheni, that they can't make other liquids a shlish. We can't learn one from the other. Utsrichi. We need both limudim. If the pasuk told it to us only about mashkim that are a sheni, where the keli became tome and then was matame the mashkim, you would say, you know why those mashkim don't make other mashkim tome, mishum delai chamiri, because they're not so chomer, they're only a sheni latoma. But when they came as a result of a sheretz, where the sheretz touched the liquid directly, the chamiri, that's more chomer, it's a rishon latoma, ema oisa toma kayetzeba. So you could say, so maybe it's able to make other liquids tomei like it. So therefore we need both. But the question is the other way around. In that case, the Torah could have told us only one limud. We would have used it for mashkin aboy machmas sheretz. And then we would say, even those which are more chomer can't make other liquid tomei. How much more so ones that are only boin machmas kli, ones that are sheni latroma. So still, why do we need both? So the Gemara says, you're right. Milsa de Aster, but Kavachoma Tarach because of Lakrova. Still, you have that something that many times we find that something that could have been learned by Kavachoma, the Pasuk still takes the trouble to write out for us explicitly. You're right. The Torah could have only told us one limud and we would have made a Kavachoma to learn the others. But sometimes, instead of doing that, the Torah writes them both out explicitly. The Bnei Yisoschor says a vort on that. He says, so why taka? And he says, we only find that with Kavachomer. We never find, for example, that there's something that could have been learned by Exeter Shava and the Pasuk writes out explicitly, or Binyanav Mikos of Echot, etc. You never find this Loshen by anything else except for Kavachomer. Why is that? He says, because Kavachomer, uniquely among the Yud Gimel Midas, Shatoron Adreshes Behem, is something that we can use our human brains for. All the other ones, Gzeira Shava, Klala Prat, etc., you only need to have a Kabbalah from your Rebbe that these words are for Gzeira Shava, or these words are for Klala Prat, etc. Only a Kabbalah is something you can come up with in your own brain. So,
some opinions say that they knew there was X
So yes, when it comes to a Kabbalah on Gzeira Shavas, Tosfos discusses it. Other Rishonim discuss in various places that maybe they only had Kabbalah the number of Gzeira Shavas, or that they had that these words are used for Gzeira Shava, but not where the other end of the Gzeira Shava is, or and so forth. Fine, but at least the basic concept is you have to have a Gzeira Shava but Kabbalah. On the other hand, Kavah Chomer you can do with your own brain. You can come up with Kavah Chomer on your own. Therefore, sometimes the Torah wants to stress, don't think that the Torah is something of human intelligence. It's still Chochmasa Ratzon Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And therefore, occasionally, the Torah will stress that by adding something which we could have learned by a Kavah Chomer in order to stress that you should realize the whole thing is Chochmasa Ratzon Shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yeah, it's like the mitzvah sichli. But also, you know, it's in Yonah D'Yoma. You know, we have Chanukah is coming up. It's an echa, right? The Greeks had no problem with people learning Torah as long as they learn it as a human science. And we're saying no, we learn it with bitter. We learn it we learn it knowing that it's the Eibishter's chachma. And then so there's the Torah stresses that in some places by saying even something that you could have learned with your own brain, I'm going to write it out for you in a pasuk and make it part of chachmas eretzon shel Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So far, that's where we're standing. So we've been able to show how Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Yossi darshan each of the yitmas in these psukim. And so far, what we have, in other words, is that leads us to that food can be metame drinks on a daraisa level, but not other foods. That's what we're saying. Food can be metame drinks on a daraisa level. Drinks can be metame food on a daraisa level. Rabbi Yossi is telling us. That's why he said that if you had suffolk mashkin and they touched other food, then that food is tame, even though it's only a suffolk daraisa lachomra. But foods can't be metame foods. Drinks can't be metame drinks. That's true whether the drinks became tame directly from the sheretz, meaning that they're a rishon, or they became tame indirectly through the keli, which makes them a sheni. And we're also saying so far that Rabbi Akiva holds, unlike everybody else, that you have such a thing as a shlishi l'tumah when it comes to cholin, because that's what he says. The yitma teaches us yitame that the food that was in the keli that was a sheni is able to be metame other foods. So now we have to see, does Rabbi Yossi agree with that? Amalei Ravina l'Ravashi v'ha Amar Rava loy Rabbi Yossi savak Rabbi Akiva v'loy Rabbi Akiva savak Rabbi Yossi. What are you telling me on Amar Aleph that the Rabbi Yossi is following the shita of Rabbi Akiva in this din of his? Rava clearly tells us that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva disagree. That later on in the sugya, we're going to show that Rabbi Yossi who uses a certain kavachomer from a mechosu kippurim, which is a lesser degree of tumah, he disagrees with Rabbi Akiva, and Rabbi Akiva in turn disagrees with Rabbi Yossi. So we're going to explain soon. We're going to quote what Rava says soon and explain it. But so what are you telling me that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Akiva agree? What it means is Rabbi Yossi, when he said that liquids are metame food on a daraisa level, he is using Rabbi Akiva's shita of how to darshan the word yitma to darshan as yitama. He himself disagrees with that. He's saying, according to Rabbi Akiva, who darshins the word yitma, then it would come out that mashkim amatame food daraisa. Rabbi Yossi himself disagrees. He says you don't darshin yitma yitama, as the Gemara is going to say further on. And therefore, so that's it. So Rabbi Yossi disagrees with that. Rabbi Yossi himself disagrees with that whole concept. And he says that, in fact, he says more like Rabbi Meir, that in fact, that liquids cannot be metame food daraisa. Rabbi Akiva had said that, and Rabbi Yossi is telling us, once we have Rabbi Akiva telling us yitma, then it would follow that Rabbi Akiva is telling us, therefore, that drinks can be metame foods. I myself disagree with the whole concept of darshining the word yitma that way, as we're going to go on to say. So he's saying in the name of Rabbi Akiva, but he himself disagrees with the whole concept. Yeah. So we'll continue that tomorrow, Best Hashem, and explain where we see what's Rabbi Yossi's opinion and what's Rabbi Akiva's opinion, and where we see that they're disagreeing. So in the end, well, we know that, right, we know the halacha is not like Rabbi Akiva as far as a sheni making a shlishi by cholin, right? The halacha in the end is that like what we're saying, that Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Shimon held that liquids can be metame foods daraisa and foods can be metame liquids daraisa. anything else, then anything else is Dirabanan. So for example, so again, a liquid that's a rishon can make food a sheni. A food that's a rishon can make liquid. Well, that's as far as cholin. When it comes to truma and when it comes to kodshim, then we go further. In fact, one of the things we're going to learn tomorrow, when we learn about kivas shita, we're going to learn how we know that there's such a thing as a revi when it comes to kodshim. Yeah. Okay. Shkayach, everyone.